Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Laid, Love, and Intimacy for the Disabled. We are back and happy that you are joining us. Today is Guy Talk with Don and Tyson, and the subject for today is what do women really want from men? Now, I was speaking with a gentleman, and I asked him, do you think women are confusing? You know, and he said, yeah, women are a little bit complex. And so, you know, I'm wondering, do we know what we really want from men? So I'm going to let the guys handle the show today, and it is Guy Talk. Let's see here. We have Tyson. How you doing, Tyson?
Fine, you fine.
I'm good. Good. Let me get Don on. Don?
All right now. Yes, indeed.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I can't complain. All is well. What's up, Tyson?
Fine, I'm fine.
All right.
And women do not know what the hell they want.
Well, indeed.
Okay.
Well, that's a good question right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna step out the room and let you guys talk for a little while. And
all right.
Or should I, you know what? Actually, maybe I'll just let you guys give you a couple of responses that I got from some women, and then you guys can discuss that. But Tyson, you sound a little bit strong there. Women don't know what the hell they want. That's a strong response there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, here's some things that I got.
Mm-hmm.
One woman, she said, attention, respect, honesty. Let her know that she's still wanted and that you're still committed to the relationship and family goals. Now, that sounds pretty definitive, you know, of her knowing what it is that she wants.
Yes, that's normal.
That sounds
and
about right, yeah.
Every person deserves that, yes. And
okay. And we have another young lady. She says, sex, comfort, respect, loyalty. Love me back because I'm going to love you.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, when it comes to sex, sometimes men want it more than women. Some men want more than other women do. Who knows? But who knows the correct number? There's no correct number of times, you see.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's when you want it, when you feel it, when you both feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But see,
the thing is, though, it has to work. It has to work both ways, though. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of times, we get into this thing. It all starts out really good because remember something, when you first get with a person, you know, the real person doesn't show up right away, you know, so, you know, it's all about getting to know the person. And when we get to know each other, you know, the real person shows up, much later. That's the whole thing. And that works for both parties though,
mm-hmm.
You know? Yes.
Yes. That is real true.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you say before the representative shows up first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know,
yeah.
And a real person shows up later on.
And another young lady said, I can more say what I don't want than what I do want. I used to have this list of things I thought I wanted, but life has taught me different.
Yes. Yes. And they usually through experience, though. That usually happens through experience, this stuff. You know, and everybody's different, you know. You can't expect, you know, a lot of times we based our relationships on we meet someone and then we have expectations that sometimes may be a little bit unrealistic, you know, within the person. Sometimes we look at things, you know, sometimes there's things that you think you want, and then once you get it, you say be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. And sometimes that really happens. Yes, absolutely. That happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their list, when women make a list, it's impossible to find someone on their list. That's just obvious. That is just your dreams. That's all. You see, sometimes it's very impossible to find that certain person on that list. That list is not reality to me. It's not reality at all.
I can agree with that, you know, and I think a lot of times, and this is nothing applies to all women or anybody, you know, when we talk, this is just, I think, a lot of tendencies of things that tend to happen is that me and Dami were talking earlier, and it's like a lot of the things that we think that we want are fueled by somebody else's fantasies. You know, like I look at a television show, a show, or read a book, and you read this, you're looking at or you're reading this best case scenario that somebody has sat and written.
Yes.
You know, has totally made and created from their minds, and now it's in this book or in this television program, and now you're adopting this as something that you want.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes.
And you're trying to hold somebody else to this standard.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And, but it's not based in reality.
Right. Exactly.
Because for real, if I want a man who's such, you know, I want a rich man, right? So that means that rich man got to work and he got to put some dedication and some time into what it is that he's doing.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
But I also want him to spend all this time with me and whisk me off to this place and that place and, you know, all of these things I want. And they're based on somebody else's fantasies and dreams.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
And then remember something, too. You know, if you get that person that you are looking for, that so-called perfect person, but there's no such thing. You know, that's just only what we believe. A lot of times, you know, see, people, like you said, people do have to work. People do have to spend time. People have to, you have to have a balance, first of all. You know, there has to be a balance, and you have to have the time to put into your relationship, and you have to constantly renew the relationship. It can't be a thing where you figure everything is going to be fine, and then you begin to take each other for granted. You know, that's how things get old, you know. So it has to be a constant renewal in a relationship. Things cannot stay the same old, same old, same old, because it gets tired. You get tired of each other after a while.
Yeah.
After all the newness wears off, then the reality sets in, and then that's where the real relationship comes into play.
Right. Yeah.
And so, when they on their list that they want a rich man, everybody wants their equal. So how can you put you want a rich man and you're not rich? You see?
Yes.
What you put on your list is put a list of what is your quality and then find your equal. You see? That's why I say women do not know what they fucking want. They do not know.
It's like, what are you bringing to the table also?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of what you want, but what are you giving?
Yes.
You know, what are you giving? That is an interesting point, Tyson. That is a very interesting point, you know, because we want a lot. And I can tell you, somebody who used to be married, I used to be married, and I just kind of felt like, I could see all of my husband's flaws, all of them. Didn't really appreciate too much the things that he did right and did well. And couldn't imagine what he could possibly see wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like, I was very young. I got married when I was 18, you know, and I believed in that if you love me, you love me. It was just, I was really, really, my thinking was really way off back then, but I had a husband who worked hard. To be a young man, he worked hard. He worked hard to provide for his family. And so my complaint was then, you don't spend no time with your family.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, we didn't want for anything.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want for anything. Nothing got turned off. Nothing got cut off. I'm running up the phone bill. That was back in the days when you got charged by the minute for being on the phone. Remember those days?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my
yes,
phone
yes,
bill
yes.
every month was over $200. every month.
Okay.
And all he would do was complain a little bit, but he paid it. It was, you know, and I took it for granted that these things would be done. You know, and it wasn't until a later relationship that I realized, oh, I had it good.
Mm-hmm.
I had it real good, you know, and it's like, it's you know, we tend to take some things for granted. I have somebody on the line who might want to get in. Let me let them in. Caller 1588.
Hi.
Hey, Sasha. What? How are you?
I'm good. Time spent is mighty bold tonight.
Oh, like somebody done put him through something, right?
All I ask is for us to be, say, equally yoked. I'm not perfect. He is not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, please, love sports. Because the past three guys have told me, and I am a sports junkie, they're like, I don't like sports. I'm like, what?
Wait, I don't like what? What is that?
Sports.
You don't like sports. No, she don't like sports.
Oh, sports. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No football, no baseball, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to, you know, get us. I don't want to say get along. It's more than sex, you know. Talk
sure.
about.
But it. You know, but you know, everything is give and take, though, right? I mean, there's
yeah.
something. Everything is a compromise, you know. And sometimes we have to, sometimes you have to learn to, let's say, for your mate. You learn to like or accept for your mate, and you'll get into it with your mate, and just like he can get into things that you like. So you learn to go back and forth. You learn to share things with each other. You do what he likes. He does what you like, and that's what that helps you get along a lot better.
That didn't happen with the last one.
Mm-hmm.
He loved cars. So I got into car shows, car repair, car
okay.
magazines.
Mm-hmm.
But when I said, let's watch the next game, I don't like basketball. I don't like sports. I'm like, I really got into what you like, but you can't do that for me.
Right, you're supposed to work both ways. You're not supposed to, you're giving, 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 but you're not getting anything in return. That's true. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I think, you know, that did that also manifest in other places in the relationship? Where, you know.
When I got sick, what were that was, I can't deal with a disabled chick, and I didn't think one time, because as you know, I'm kind of corporate.
I'm sorry, kind of what?
Don't say much, like I won't explode. But he said, I can't just, you know, deal with this. I flipped. I said, do you think I fucking asked for this? Just go. I've had to be alone. And he didn't ask a man, shut up. I have given my all for you, and you act like you're gonna get that proceed from me. Go.
Well, wow. But you know something, in reality, when you're dealing with someone of that mindset, you know, technically you are alone. You know what I'm saying? Because if no one's it takes understanding and it takes compromise and it takes, you know, relationships is give and take. It's just not give, give, give. It's not take.
Sure.
Okay? So if you're not getting as well as, if you're giving and you're not receiving, then you are alone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So you know that old saying, you could do bad by yourself. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not good to allow a person to, you know, we have to, you know, learn to understand. We have to listen to one another. We have to learn from one another. We have to help one another. You know, we have to motivate and you know, give each other inspiration and kindness and all that. We can't just take from, you know, from our significant other. So, you know, you did the right thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You did the right thing.
You know, one of the things I'm thinking about also when it comes to, you know, what do women really want from men or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes remember when we were talking earlier, Don, and I said women have a certain nature and men have a certain nature, and those natures were meant to complement each other. I think about things like parenting and having children and how a woman is sort of looked down upon if she is a stay-at-home mother sometimes. You know, like, you know, who's taking care of the kids then? But I think sometimes the things that we may naturally want are sort of misguided and doesn't fit now into what, you know, society says. So we kind of change those things that we may naturally want to go along with what's acceptable in society. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is very true. That is very, very true, because what happens,
you know, like,
is we look for, you know, we want to be accepted, you know,
mm-hmm.
opposed to accepting what is best for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We have to look at ourselves and what's acceptable to ourselves. What do we need? What do I need? See, first of all, we talk a lot about wants, but we have to also focus on needs, the necessities of relationships. And that's what the longevity of a relationship, when we're talking about the needs. Because a lot of things we want, we can't always get what we want.
Right, and that's wants are usually superficial.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I had a friend, right, this in my younger days, I had a friend who was married. As a matter of fact, her husband and my husband were best friends and they worked together, whatever. And we were on the total opposite ends of how we treated our husband. She was like, I mean, her house was spotless. When her husband came home, she had on a nightie and everything matched. Toes was painted and perfumed, everything. You know, dinner was on the table type of thing. You know, and to me, I was like, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? Why are you? I felt like she was treating him like a king.
Right.
And it's like, why are you acting like that? To me, it was like sort of subservient. You know, and here I was, the total opposite. My husband came home. I mean, and this was I work a double every day, you know, to make sure you and the kids have what you want. My house was a mess. You know what I mean? I might have had on some sweats or something like that. It was
uh-huh,
nothing
uh-huh.
special or no effort put in to and to say, please your man. Oh, please.
Uh-huh.
That was just like, don't say that
yes,
to me.
Yes,
you
yes,
know?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I couldn't understand. I totally didn't understand that. I really didn't. And
you know, to that, you're right, because my sister went on a couple's retreat, and then one
mm-hmm.
girl was, she was catering to her husband, and my sister told her, was the older sister, she said, do not cater to him because the other man's going to get jealous. We under retreat, everybody is doing for themselves. I did not understand it at first, but yes, she said, everybody here to do for themselves. If he wants, he get up and get what he wants, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And my other sister did not understand why. Because, you know, she was new to the situation and she had to adapt to the situation. Yes, just adapt, that's all. Because other people will get jealous. But if you don't know, you won't do the right thing.
Mm. I you know, here's what I have come to understand. You have to do what works for you.
Yes.
And yourself and your relationship and, you know, you and your husband or wife or whatever it is. You have to do, and it's not going to be the same. We have so many different cultures and
yes.
and ways of thinking and all of that kind of stuff. You know, you have to do what works for you.
Yes. Can't live your life for others and based on other people's lifestyle.
Correct.
You have to live your own.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yes.
Correct. You know, you have situations like, I know you guys have all heard of stay-at-home husbands.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And I had a situation where we were really considering, you know, why don't you stay home with the kids? And I go to work because the situation was really, I would have been able to get a better job than he had. And the kids listen to him better than they listen to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I could mm-hmm. scream all day to the kids, clean up, do your homework, blah, 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 blah. I'd be driving myself crazy. One day I went out, you know, I was like, okay, I wanted to go to my friends. You know, he's like, go ahead, don't worry, I got the kids. I came home, the kids' homework was done, the house was clean, and they were outside in the park playing. I should have been happy. I was pissed the hell off. And I was pissed off.
Wow.
I was pissed off because it wouldn't have happened with me.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything was done.
Yes,
don't you see?
Yes.
He was able to do that with more ease than I was. And it didn't hurt. See, with me, I would have been yelling. He used to have this joke. You remember the movie with the no more wire hangers? You know, where the mother was screaming like she used to say that with me. But all he had to do was he would talk to the kids in this low tone. And it's like the lower his tone, the more serious they knew he was.
Uh-huh.
You know, and things would get done. And I was more comfortable working outside the house. You know, and so that type of situation would have worked out for us, but the religion that we were following at the time, it didn't work that way.
Right.
You understand? You were less of a man if that went that way, you know, if the situation went that way. Or you was a fool as a woman to take care of this man, you know, or whatever. We would have just been taking care of our family.
Yeah.
That's what the whole situation would have amounted to.
Because you were going based upon your religious beliefs opposed to the way you actually felt within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
even though it was working situation, it did appear to be wrong because of the fact that your religion said, oh, this is not the way it's supposed to be.
Right, the man is the maintainer, and everything in the household, and he's supposed to take it. And not even just religious, but just even, just society. A woman was a fool if she takes care of a man. You don't give men money. You don't. Have no man living up in your house, and that type of thing. That type of thing.
Because
instead of just looking at
the other way around, and the way we have looked upon it in our society is that if the man is supposed to be the breadwinner and the woman stay at home with the children, and she says she's the nurturer, she takes care of the kids, and she takes care of the household things, is what that's the quote unquote woman's work, right? I mean, the water, the dishes, and clean the laundry. And everything that's the woman's work, and that's what the society has depicted these images, and as we come through our changes and as we evolve, things change as well. Where women now are doing what men are doing as well. Women are in the workplace. Sure. Women are doing just the same thing as women. I mean, there's no such thing as really a man's job anymore. I mean, women are doing the same things that men are doing. So it's like they are equal. There is a equal thing, and unfortunately, that you're not getting equal pay, but. You are equals, you know what I'm saying? So, we have to look at those changes. Yeah.
Definitely.
But the relationships, you definitely have to look at each other in a different light now. It's like, it's not the same. It's not the same old day. You can't go by the old days, although people would like the things to go back that old same way. But things have changed. We're in a total different day now, and it's going to continue to change.
We got to learn how to roll with it.
Changes. Absolutely, you have to adapt to the changes, or we'll be left behind. That archaic way of thinking is over now. You have to move beyond that.
And you have to be strong enough to understand what to sweep away all the fluff and all of the images and all the things that are said to you. And understand what really, truly works for you. What I think about, let's say a situation with a family with a disabled husband. Or just a father, or, husband, man, or whatever. And, maybe he has to stay home with the children.
Right.
And the wife has to go out to work. Well, those roles would definitely change.
Yes.
You have to worry about what works for you. Myself personally, I noticed as I've gotten older, things have definitely changed as to what I feel I need or want. definitely has changed in the way that I think about things. So, it's changed.
Yes, indeed. And as we go along, as we get older and our needs change, things change, Nothing stays the same. Change is part of the inevitable. It's going to change regardless. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. So the fact that we, if you got two people that love each other, and they're willing to stick with each other regardless. I mean, that's what you call unconditional love. It works regardless to what happens. If one person falls ill or something, somebody is going through something. Regardless, you're supposed to be there for one another. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point.
We have 1 minute left for the show, and I have to sign out and let you guys know that we are back. Our break is over. Me and Ms. V will be back next week with Girl Talk. Don't forget, we're going to start putting up new videos. Look forward to Chicks in Chairs with me, Ms. V, and our new lead member, Teresa. That should be pretty interesting. That will be coming to you sometime during the end of May, early June. Maybe we'll start in June. We'll start in the beginning of June with that. But look forward to it, guys. Don't forget, join us back here next Monday at 6 p.m. Thank you, Sasha, for calling in. And bye-bye, guys.
Take care.
Peace. Take care.
Bye, Tyson. And Don.
All right,
Sasha.
Now.